The MNA says its researchers reviewed IRS and bankruptcy filings by the hospital's parent company, Northern Berkshire Healthcare, over the past decade. David Schildmeier is the union's spokesman.
It can sustain itself, absent some bad decisions that were made, on purely serving the healthcare needs of its community. This hospital is a viable entity. It was in the past and could be going forward.
The report finds that from 2000 to 2012, patient revenue grew by 78%, while expenses rose 29%. The Nurses Association claims poor management decisions by Northern Berkshire Healthcare led to closure. The union cites the company's 1999 acquisition of Sweetbrook Care Centers and Sweetwood Retirement Community in neighboring Williamstown as a primary example. Northern Berkshire Healthcare filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy April 3rd and is now under the control of a court-appointed trustee. Here's Schildmeier.
You know, these are taxpayer dollars that are invested in these institutions through Medicare, Medicaid, and other sources. And then for hospitals and CEOs of these corporations to take that money and gamble with it, which they did in this case, and lost big time, and the community is now suffering because of those bad decisions.
NBH sold Sweetwood and Sweetbrook in 2010 for $7 million, taking a financial loss of roughly $20 million. In June 2011, NBH filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Dr. Arthur Turton joined the Board of Trustees in 2005 and started a two-year term as chair in February 2011. Turton spoke with WAMC News days after the Chapter 11 filing, when the company listed $43 million in debt.
Sweetwood and Sweetbrook were purchased at a time when the financial model showed that they could be quite profitable. At that time, of course, hospital utilization was much higher than it is now, so the hospital was also making more money. There was a substantial change in the real estate market that made the model not sustainable, and it started losing money instead of making money.
In June 2012, Northern Berkshire Healthcare announced it had recovered from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company adjusted its annual debt payments to bondholders to $2.25 million from $6.4 million. Bill Frato Jr. joined the company's Board of Trustees in 2010 and served as NBH interim president during the bankruptcy proceedings. He spoke with WAMC News in June 2012.
Now that we're out of the bankruptcy, we're stabilized, we're doing pretty well for the first part of this fiscal year. We made some money. I think we can honestly say that healthcare is good here.
The MNA report does not include NBH finances for the past 2 years. Turton spoke with WAMC News in December 2013 before NBH closed the hospital's psychiatric and pediatric units. At the time, he said the company had 13 days cash on hand and claimed other services would suffer if the units were not shut down. Turton says when NBH filed for Chapter 11 protection, it had 12 days cash on hand.
Its operating costs, which continue to rise, as opposed to operating revenues, which have continued to fall.
In a letter to the community following the hospital's closure in March, the NBH Board of Trustees noted staff reductions and spending cuts could not keep up with accelerating declines in revenue and patient volume. Stating the company was stabilized and doing well in June 2012, Frato said NBH had been discussing a partnership with Berkshire Medical Center for a few years before the Chapter 11 filing. Schildmeier says the MNA hopes to send the report to the consulting firm the state brought on to help Berkshire Medical Center and the surrounding community determine the region's healthcare needs. BMC plans to open a satellite facility at the former North Adams Regional Hospital by mid-May. Calls to former NBH Board of Trustee members went unreturned. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.